gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi. Let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney.
Whoa, what did I do? Get out of there. Oh, I'm tripping. What's up, party people? It's your boy, Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. We are indeed live. Welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in. Now, I got to tell y'all something. I'm doing some new shit. Well, I've been saying I'm going to stop using profanity too on this show, but that's neither here nor there. Who is that? Welcome to the stream. My name is Rodney Perry. You're tuned in to Rodney Perry Live. To my guests that are in the queue, if you can hit the people up. I'm not on YouTube right now. If you're looking for me on YouTube, I'm not on YouTube right now. And one of my boys gave me some game last night. He's like, Rodney, Facebook is a little fickle. If Facebook notices you're broadcasting other places, they'll throttle your broadcast down. You get less eyeballs. That sounds absurd to me, but I said, all right, we'll broadcast. We'll see what happens. All right, so here we go. Thank you guys for chiming in. Please leave a comment. Let us know you are there. My name is Rodney Perry, and rocking with me today, the legendary, super funny. He's going around really making a name for himself in this comedy game. Welcome to the show, Mr. One Act Drama. What's up, Drama? How are you?
Oh, that was me he was talking about. Because that was a nice introduction. So I thought you were talking about somebody else. I didn't know that was going to be me.
When am I not nice to you, Drama?
Every day. Every day.
I'm not going to do this with you.
I thought you was about to bring up Lunel or something. I didn't know that was going to be me.
First of all, don't do that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, in the queue, helping book the show and everything, man. The dude's got a stellar beard. Welcome to the show, Mr. Hollywood Hop. What's up, Hop?
What's going on?
How are you, man? How big is the Hop Good family?
It's pretty robust.
Is that right? That's a great word, robust. Hey man, I can't thank you enough for steering. She says what she wants to me yesterday. She was great, and it was a great chat. And it's always a pleasure, man. I love your living room, man. And you get a lot of light in there. Is that artificial light or is that sunlight?
Sunlight.
Wow. I see what you're doing. How good. You decorate yourself, or you had one of your ladies come through?
He said one of your.
I didn't say it.
He said he's not going to use profanity on the show. I didn't get it out, so it doesn't count.
It does.
I do my own decorating. I do everything, man. I do my own stuff, my own styling.
That's got to be part of your problem. How good. We're going to get you married off this year. You got to stop doing stuff for yourself.
He already got married this year.
You know what? I don't need you to bring up my shortcomings. Drama, you ain't right. You got a whole skit behind my life.
He did get married already. Oh, goodness gracious. I forgot. Totally forgot that Hopgood was married for like, what? How long? What, like a month?
2 days.
No, I pulled out the Men in Black pen. That didn't happen.
I guess I didn't get it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, join us. The Fresh Tarot, Comedy and Tarot. Coco Fresh is in the building. What's up, Coco?
Peace, everybody. What's up?
Peace and blessings to the great Coco Fresh. Blessing. Coco Fresh is
going on, Coco.
Yellow shoulders and the red tee with the red hat.
She got a melanating and stuff.
Get it.
You know she pour hot honey on her body before she get on. Come on.
I don't know if that's true. Hi, Janika Ivy. Thank you for popping in with your boy, Rodney Perry. So here goes, guys. I don't know if y'all heard me talk about it earlier, but I talked to one of my homies last night, and he was explaining to me how fickle Facebook is. So I've been broadcasting to Facebook, my fan page, and my professional page, my comedy page, right? Mm-hmm. And YouTube. He said, Rodney, if you continue to do that, that show is never going to grow because Facebook kind of throttles you down. So it won't grow on Facebook if you don't do that. And I'm starting to see new people. There goes Andromeda. Hey, Trent Andromeda in the building. How are you? I see you, Andromeda Jones. Always a pleasure. Go ahead. I'm good.
You gotta toggle in between Facebook and Instagram because they own that platform. They won't throttle you down if you play with between them two.
Right, but I'm not. Well, Instagram is weird, man, because Instagram has a feature to let you go live now that I can plug in here, but you have to run it through another platform to size it properly. I'm not proficient with OBS because OBS sizes it down. But yeah, so I've been kind of learning about that stuff, man. Man, this social media is crazy, y'all.
It is.
You know, having to navigate this as a comedian, I became aware of a software called YouTube. Is that the name of it? Shit.
Tubi. Now you have me googling. Let me.
YouTube.
Hold on. I'm gonna tell you.
Exactly. Let me find out.
Hold on. I'm about to tell you exactly what it is.
Cause I love me some Tubi.
It's not Tubi at all.
Everybody's an advocate for Tubi.
I'm a big Tubi fan. No, this is not Tubi at all. Hold on. Because my buddy, he's on the show this week, and he's like, man, have you ever tried this? Let's see. You know, I can't stand a sensitive ass dude. Like, Hopgood is a nice guy, but he's not sensitive. Like, I got one of my boys, right? This motherfucker, here go. He go, Rodney, what does he say to me? He said, man, you know, I invited you out to dinner, man. You ain't even responding to my text.
No, not like that.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Not like that.
Tube Buddy. It's called Tube Buddy.
Okay.
It's called Tube Buddy. So Tube Buddy is like it's like it'll help you kind of manage your YouTube a little better, and it give you some shortcuts to make that stuff work. But yeah, is that it?
Yeah,
it's interesting software. I've been kind of dabbling with it this week. But get this,
and it's free. You can install it for free, and it has
prices. But they want you to do some upgrades though,
right?
So I've been toying around on Canva with thumbnails for this show. Uh-huh. And the thumbnails on YouTube make the show jump double. A simple ass thumbnail, like a picture and some sensational. I hate to misrepresent myself. That's my thing. Like, I don't want to say something that's going to be on the show and it's not. So, which is cool with this show because we live the show and then we post it. So what I'm going to do with this show. This show is going to, I'm going to shoot this show out tonight at 6 p.m. Because according to YouTube, my analytics say that 6 p.m. is when people look at the rebroadcast anyway.
Yeah, I'm sitting here. I just kind of typed in real quick what you said about the thumbnails. Yeah, they got that on this thing, but you got to pay.
Yeah. But you can always add a thumbnail to a YouTube video. You can do that. And I got Canva, so Canva is what you use to create the thumbnail. But I mean, Drama, what's your thoughts as you navigate this social media world, man? I mean, I see you popping in on podcasts, and you have your own podcast as well. Are you bringing that back? And is that something that you're going to continue to kind of build?
Yes, I'm going to bring it back. And oddly enough, the people that were on my podcast have asked me to bring it back. We just have a good time, so I'm gonna bring it back. I just have to pick a new day that I want to do it on. Cause I was doing it on Wednesday nights cause it was aimed at women. So it was like a Women Crush Wednesday. And then one Monday a month, I would have a man on, but I think I want to reformat. I just got to figure out how I want to do that.
Yeah, man. I really believe in planning this stuff out. Coco Fresh, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're leaning into that space with the Fresh Tarot, man. I think yours better than all of us has purpose, and purpose matters. So as you are leaning in and doing more with your tarot card reading and the comedy adding to it, what's your thoughts as you move forward with that?
Well, the thing with me when I do, because I've tried the podcast and I'm still working with it, but the thing with spirituality, especially with our people, we're scared.
We're a little weird.
Yeah, we're scared to come out and just say, well, so I get a lot of people that after I go on, they'll hit me up afterwards in Messenger and ask me questions and want to talk to me more about it. But I have, I also have my website up too, and incorporating that on all my social medias as well. But yeah, it's kind of tricky with mine too. But you know, I'm finding my peoples. I'm starting my expos, going to spiritual expos now. And okay, that's when people are really
How often do those happen?
Man, it's an expo every weekend, everywhere. It's just, hell, now it's like I'm building up my own little spiritual
let me ask you this. Do you, I mean, dealing in spirituality, are you aware when you're around evil people?
You can feel it. Matter of fact, I'm starting to get dreams now. My dreams are really getting stronger. And I had a dream this morning. And I just want to tell somebody that it's a reason why that you're not in my life anymore. So don't be trying to come back. Yeah, I got like a lot of old friends that's trying to come back into play. And I'm like, don't come back trying to fuck my shit up. Excuse me for my cussing. But it's don't okay. be trying to come back with that.
Hey, Hop Good, man. I mean, you're one of those guys. You're always trying to figure it out, man. And you're in the financial space. Talk to me about getting your business out there in this social media world.
Man, you know, I'm gonna be transparent. And this is probably tiptoeing in Coco's area. Man, I just move by faith. I just know that what I got is a good thing. And if I just keep being good and stay fast to it, not doing it for the sake of getting for the sake of commerce, because commerce is gonna come.
Right.
I hear people all the time, you're this, you're that. Well, man, I don't see that because I'm not falling into problems that you're falling into. So right. I move by faith.
Let me ask you this, Hop Good. People have had so many bad experiences with people and their money. Like, how do you combat that, man?
Hell, I got took. I got took for some money in this game. But it took somebody that still is my mentor. We trade advice. I talk to him at least 3 times a week. It took somebody. And my lowest state of life took a chance on me. And I said, you know what? I'm never going to forget that. So that's why I'm so steadfast on people, because I remember when I was asked out, my mentor was like, I went to him as like, yo, I don't have no money, but I can bring you business. Can you please help me? I'm going through a situation. He comes back 10 days later. He said, man, I don't know you. 10 days later, he's like, man, you really going through it. I was like, yeah. He says, it's rare that somebody tells me the truth. He says, I'm going to help you. And then now that's 14 years later.
Wow. When I turned 40 years old, I thought I would never meet another friend. And that just wasn't true. I thought I was done meeting friends. And I've probably met 10 new friends since then. You know, I count you all as friends. I mean, you guys are new in my life, but I count each one of you as friends, even you, Drama, you know, and I know.
He sound like Alderman on Good Time, and you too.
And you too, Wilhelmina. That's so funny. That was one of my favorite little characters on there. And you too, Wilhelmina. He would always
Will Astoria. He was always something different.
Yo, did y'all see this story? Tom Brady just bought a minority share in the Birmingham soccer team in England. So Birmingham is like the second city to England. It's like the Chicago to our New York. And Birmingham and he owns more minority share of that football team or that soccer team. Do we give a damn, Coco Fresh?
No, not a damn. What about, we got some stuff here we need taken care of.
Hey, speaking of minority ownership, One Act Drama, the Williams sisters own a minority share of the Miami Dolphins.
That's my daddy's favorite team all my life.
Is it?
Yes.
Get out of here. Folks. Is he a Miami guy?
He loved the Miami Dolphins. You can't say nothing bad about him.
Why the Miami Dolphins?
As long as these 40 years I've been on Earth, that's the only team I've known him to ever love.
Get out of here. I would love to talk to him about that. All right. Did you see this, Hopgood? Magic Johnson is the owner of the Washington Commanders, which they went through a lot last year, Coco Fresh. They went through a lot. They had all this turmoil and controversy. And so what's your thoughts on Magic, man? Magic become an owner of that franchise.
I think it's so dope because of in 1992, we didn't think we was going to see Magic for 4 or 5 more years.
Yeah, about that.
You think Magic about that.
Magic kick AIDS in the ass.
In the mouth. And for him to be so philanthropic and still be humbled by his moves, because he straight up got in tears when he said, man, it just humbles me. Because the culmination of him beating that.
Right.
It overwhelms him. He does a lot of stuff, man. A lot of these HBCUs and their cafeterias, the food service that serves the kids, at Magic owns that.
Ooh, wow.
And we got Coco Fresh and comedy, Coco Fresh Comedy and Tarot. Coco, let me ask you a couple of celebrity questions, man, because a couple people we worried about. We can see if you can get on this. Jamie Foxx, how is he, and is he going to get better?
I think Jamie Foxx, intuitively, I feel like Jamie Foxx is going to get better, but let's see. Spirit, tell me about Jamie Foxx. Yeah, he's doing fine. He has the support of two other people behind him. You're going to notice that he's a bit lighter. Of course, his complexion lighter, is lighter.
Physically, he's going to weigh less, you mean?
Weight.
Ambi.
Oh, you talking about his weight?
No, Ambi.
I'm talking about his skin.
His complexion.
His complexion is looking lighter too, but I think he's doing. I think he's going to be doing fine. He's not going to be as open as I think. Some of the stuff he's going to tell you is he's not going to be 100% honest about everything that's going on with him right now. He's just trying to build up his money, planting the seed to build more money. I'm also seeing too. He may be having some issues with an ex-wife. Somebody that he used to mess with. You're going to hear about a woman that's going to come out and start telling lies about him. That's what I'm getting as well. So be careful of any gossip that comes from a woman that claims that she used to date him or be with him.
Got it. And this is what I was curious about, because I saw some stuff about P. Diddy this week. And I know P. Diddy is in the numerology because he changed his name every couple of years. And so when we look at P. Diddy, is he this evil tyrant that everybody's painting him out to be, or is he a great guy?
Let me see. I like Diddy. I like him.
I do too. He's my Scorpio. Too.
Yeah, I feel like he's doing all the wise. But Diddy be one of the folks to go and party with him, and I don't want to party with Diddy.
Yeah, I think Diddy is down with some stuff that most people ain't down with. Like, I do feel like he's got a little greed when it comes to money. But I think also, too, he don't let everybody in, and that's what pisses people off. Like, he doesn't tell everything. It's like, you didn't need to know that. So a lot of people are angry because they don't know enough. So, of course... when they don't know, they'll create. But yeah, he be doing some little stuff, little messed up
if
stuff.
If you're in business with him, you should read everything. Read everything and dot dot.
Read every little everything. His hand is in everything. Absolutely.
Wow, how about that? All right, Coco Fresh. Her birthday is approaching. She may be the best entertainer on the planet right now. Beyonce. How is Beyonce? And she get tired, man. This lady got to be fucking exhausted.
Let's see, Spirit. What's going on with Beyonce? What's up with her?
Man, I love her spirit.
Beyonce is a beast. She going to keep going. I do see some frustration, some emotional and mental frustration. That's something that she's getting used to. But right now, you're going to know that she's going to start to put her foot down, and she's going to get back to the old Beyonce. She's getting closer to her family as well. And of course, as usual, got a lot of people spying on her, trying to find out what's going on with her. Also, too, you're going to notice that her relationship, you're going to notice her and JC being more family oriented, closer in the relationship. So you'll see them more around.
The baby's growing up now too, right?
Huh?
The baby is growing up, so that's making them be more of a family.
You mean Blue Ivy are the twins? Yeah, Blue Ivy.
She do have the two kids.
Yeah, Rummy. Mm-hmm. Rummy and the other, and I've seen her. Looks Rummy just like Blue Ivy. Mm-hmm. I ain't seen the boy.
But yeah, she's good. I mean, she's frustrated by, of course, the rumors and things about her, but she's going to be more family. It's like, okay, I'm a beast, and I got my family behind me, and this is all I need is my support system right here. You're going to see that image of what she puts out.
Hey, y'all, it's Roddy Perry, Julian Roddy Perry Live, Coco Fresh, the Funky Fresh Terror is in the building. I just made it up. That's not your name at all.
I like it. I love it.
I like the Funky Fresh Terror, though. I like it. Yo, I reached out to a couple of people today because I know you've read myself and you read Drama and The Great Hopgood.
Yeah.
I wanted to get you some people that was interested in getting the reading because it always resonates and wanted to bless some other people. So we got actor Lynette King in the building. Lynette, you're on with Coco Fresh. What do you want to know?
You know, tell me about my careers. I have multiple careers. Yeah.
Okay, be very specific. Which one you want to look at first?
Let's look at acting.
Acting. Okay, so you want to know what to look forward to or what you need to do?
What do I need to do?
Okay, so Spirit, give me some insight. What does Lynette need to do to improve her acting career? What does she need to do? What advice do you have for Lynette? Okay. All right, you're very strong, first of all. You're very strong in what you do. I'm getting to, though, okay, hold back. You hold back too much. Okay, you're a very strong actress in what you're very strong actor. I keep hearing strength. But the thing is, it's like you don't put yourself out there enough. It's something about you hold back too much. I do get the anxiety card on you as well. You may be a little bit too hard on yourself. Not a little bit, but a lot of hard on yourself. And I'm also seeing too, though, you have a good family unit. So I'm also getting too, like, if you need help with this, like getting family involved, kind of like delegate duties to help you in your career. It could be like contacting people or things of that sort. Cause I'm getting like, you're too by yourself on this. You don't include enough people with helping you on this, and you don't get yourself out there enough. So it's about exposure with you. They say you're very strong in your craft too, and you're very creative. I do see, though, a transition is about to come and a tower moment is about to happen. So whoever is involved, somebody's about to get pulled out, about to get put out. You're about to stop working with somebody because the tower moment is going to happen. Somebody's supposed to come through with something and they didn't, and they're not going to come through with it. Does this resonate what I'm saying to you so far?
Yes.
Okay. If it doesn't, you can tell me.
Everything except for the tower moment. I think I'm putting that with something else, but everything else you said is correct. Yeah.
Yeah. But
all right, let me do this also, Lynette. I'm sorry, Coco. Let me jump in there for 1 second. Lynette, I want Hopgood to jump here and say something beautiful, Hopgood. This is your moment.
How you doing, Miss Kang?
Hey. How you doing? I'm doing wonderful.
Nice.
Okay, so Ms. Kang, you were asking about your career.
Yes.
It's all manifested on the person of who you are. If you keep a smile and keep optimism at an all-time high, everything is going to fall into place. And it seems like the way that you are, your eyes, it seems like that you wake up every morning being happy. So you've already beat half the battle.
Well, thank you.
I did not talk to him at all. I knew he was going to say something beautiful. And also, Lynette, stay right there. I want One Eye Drama to say something ignorant. Go ahead.
Why would you? I wanted to be wonderful today.
You didn't want to be wonderful. Say something ignorant. Go ahead.
And I said, today I'm going to be a wonderful human being on the right.
Oh, you know how to do it.
He said, stay in your lane.
You holding back something real ignorant right now. I can feel it.
Come on, Andromeda. What you got?
Bring it home.
I was just going to say, I think you would make a great, you should audition when the world open backs up. You should audition for the female version of Mrs. Clean. And I think that would be a great role.
Mrs. Clean? Who is that?
The ball head.
The ball head.
Oh, shit. That is so ignorant.
I'm sick of it.
All right, what's the final word, Coco? What's your thoughts?
The final word is I get the number 15. So you're going to see a transition or some kind of change coming to you in about 15. It's 15. It could be 15 days on the 15th. Or at the most, I don't feel like it'll be 6 months, maybe 6 weeks. But circle the 15th on your calendar. Something is going to come to you around your work around the 15th.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, hey, always a pleasure, sis. Thank you for coming on today. Lynette King is the building. She's an actress and she's got multiple careers. And you know what? I'm getting something too. Hold on, stop right there. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Hold on. I don't know if I can say that.
Go ahead. What you got?
It's your show.
They said that you gotta masturbate more.
Yeah, I agree.
You might be right. I just started back.
I agree.
I don't know where it came from, but it felt like
just, that, I agree.
So you telling her to manifest through her cooter?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said masturbate more. And enjoy yourself and allow yourself to let some stress
go. That's good, Riley. That's good.
Did you feel it? Did you feel it, Coco?
I feel it.
Hey, thank you for coming on that, King. Get out of here.
All right, bye.
All right, beautiful. All right, okay, I got it.
For all you masturbator men,
I got a question. What is happening in my love life?
Ooh, okay. Love it, love it, feeling like it.
You know about Tony Terry?
I'm old school, sir. Okay, Spirit, give me some insight. All right, listen, you got a lot of options that's coming to you, and you just ain't made no decision on anybody because you just so strong and hell bent. I feel like you got your eye on one dude though. This is a fiery energy, this guy. So this guy is stepping to you.
Huh? My therapist was talking about that same guy yesterday.
Oh, okay. Now, listen, do not be afraid to ask for assistance because you don't like to ask for help. I get another guy though. Okay, this is the same guy. This guy that's coming to you though, he's going to be offering you like, let's have a drink or let's go.
Is he broke? Coco, is the guy broke?
Yeah, how's his credit?
He's not broke, but he ain't rich. He's stable. He's comfortable.
But is he willing to spend it on her?
She gonna end up walking away from him though. Drama hard on these men. She's hard. So
she gonna give it up, and she gonna give it up to this young man.
Is she gonna give him some coochie, Spirit? Is she going to give him some?
She says no. I disagree.
Look, Coochie over there talking, telling me, "Hey, don't y'all be putting my business in the street."
I don't know. I got the nine of cups in two different decks. Drama's gonna do what she enjoys, but I don't feel like with this guy, he's not gonna get it. Drama, you're in a place right now where you just enjoying in yourself. I don't see like a real person that's gonna come through. This guy that's coming through, you're gonna walk away from him. You're gonna be like,
She don't see a person, so that means if you into yourself and she don't see a person, you know what that means, lady.
Wait, are you talking?
She don't like girls.
I'm confused. So the person you're talking about, the fiery person, is that the same person you, I'm confused now, because you said two people. So who, the fiery person?
No. I said the fiery, first I saw another person, but it's really the fiery person that's doing this. The fiery person is going to like offer you little stuff here and there. It's like, let's go get a drink. Let's go. It's like little like, oh, this is cute. This is, but I don't really step it into the king role. But I feel like too, he's going to do something that's going to make you be like, you know what? I think I'm going to just walk away from this. You're going to be the one to walk away. He's not going to want to do this. That's what I got.
Hey guys, this is Roddy Perry. You tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. Coco Fresh, the Funky Fresh Tarot is in the building. If you want to get a reading, hit us up right now. I'm going to put the link in the chat. Why not? If you want to come in, come on in.
Come on in.
Okay, one more question.
Okay.
I had a person that I entertained over last weekend.
Okay.
Hold on. What that mean? Entertain. What that mean?
Entertain. You didn't tell us this. See, you sneaky.
Okay, so
she just
tell me about the person. What's up with this person she entertained last weekend? Spirit, tell me about this person she entertained last weekend. Okay. Oh. Okay, this person. Okay. This person, I'm getting a magician energy. So this guy is very resourceful. I do get that. He wants to work on things. He wants to work on things with you, but it's like he can't give you enough because he's dealing with some kind of ex relationship that he ain't over all the way. And he not talking about it, but you can feel it. It could be like an ex-wife or a baby mama, or hell, it could be a wife that he ain't all the way done. Okay, baby mama. Yeah,
Rodney, you hear Aaron Hall singing in the background, though.
Yeah, he still got some stuff going on with the baby mama that he's not done with. So
you can't have all of me.
But he does want to be in a relationship with you, but that's gonna get on your nerves. You're gonna be like, he does. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So is this our person though, Spirit? Should she?
I like this for drama. I like that she got her dating card full because that means she's out there looking and letting them.
Yeah. What does that mean?
This is the Ace of Hearts. So yeah, this is a good person. Else. This is somebody that wants to offer you their heart.
Oh,
you gotta be patient.
Have a piece of my love.
You like that? You like the heart thing? You like that?
Yeah.
Well, this is crazy. He and I just had this conversation on Wednesday. I'm not open to it right now.
Okay.
Pleading his case.
Yes. Heavily. Put him in your background.
But now let me ask you this, drama. What is this geographically? Is he geographically where he should be?
No, he's not.
That's going to be a problem for you.
Well, if what I'm working on happens, yes. But he has the means, which he used to come to me and say, as long as he has the means to make it.
Distance is whack.
It doesn't matter to me.
Distance is whack, ain't it?
Yeah, if you got the money to fly and come and see you and stuff, yeah, distance don't matter.
Yeah, I literally on a Monday this was like,
matters. I'm telling y'all, the moment you really need him, he's not gonna be there.
Well, career wise too, there's reasons that's my dilemma. It's
common. And that baby mama is a piece of shit too. She Coco Fresh ain't telling you everything.
I told you hear the Aaron Hall playing in the background.
The baby mama broke his heart. His heart is broken behind her. But that's,
I do know that.
But he's trying to get over that. And drama needs to consider him. He's a good candidate. But
the baby mama is still manipulating him though.
She is, absolutely. Spirit, what's going on with the baby mama? What exactly is she doing? Okay. Yeah, she's got him full of anxiety. He got a lot of she worries.
He's still hitting it sometimes.
Yeah.
And he's got
Let's keep the peace.
He's still hitting it. I don't care.
He's transitioning out. It's been a while.
Yeah,
he transitioning out. He's trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
He pulling out the coochie.
Yeah, good for him.
He's dealing with a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah, he is. The baby mama is worrying him to death, though. The spirit is he dealing with a lot of stuff. She's the main thing that's the problem. It's her. Because the thing about her is, she's not mean. She's nice. She's so it's like, it's, you know, those people that know that if I
passive
be nice,
aggressive. She's
it's
passive
hard
aggressive.
For me to leave her alone because she's nice or something like, it's something like that. That's,
got it.
That's what I'm getting. Drama, hold on to him though, because that's some good help for, yeah, hold on to him, because I get the big house connected to him. Yeah, that's good.
I ain't never seen that card. That's a big one.
That means like the big house means like stability. You could be in a big home, helping you financially. But I'm also getting too though some toil and labor. He may be going through a little bit of something, or there's coming up a little bit of an issue with the money, but it's like short term. But this guy really does want to be in a relationship with you, because that's the lover's card. So he does.
Hold on, people. Tune in, Roddy Perry Live. It's Coco Fresh, the Funky Fresh Tarot today. And My man Hopgood is giving us the beautiful version of it, and when I drop, giving us the ignorant version. Whatever you ask. Let's see what happens. This young lady is Crystal. Her and I served in the United States Navy together many, many moons ago. I called her this morning. I say, I got Coco Fresh coming on. You got to come on and get a reading. She said, oh, Rodney, I'd love to get a reading. So here we go. Crystal, how are you and what do you want to know?
I want to know if I am going to.
Oh, can we hear? We can't hear you.
I think you got to hear it on the speaker. Can you hear me?
It's a little low.
Are you holding the phone in your hand?
Yes.
Are you like covering up your speaker a little bit? That's all.
Okay, maybe.
Put yourself on speaker.
Okay. That shit ain't gonna work out good.
You can't put it on speaker. Yes, on StreamYard.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you better.
Yeah, we hear you good enough. Go ahead. Say whatever you're gonna say. Oh,
okay, I just wanted to know if I am going to be able to be successful in my career.
Okay.
You're already successful. I can answer that shit.
You want to be more specific or just?
I'm working on a large contract. I'm wondering how well that.
Okay, you said a large contact?
Contract.
Okay, so Spirit, what's going to be the result of the contract? Okay. All right. I need you to put some more work into it. As of right now, I'm not getting a yes on this. I'm getting something about things taking a turn. Justice not going into your favor. It's something about an unbalance. I'm getting something about like putting more information into it, putting more, being more detailed into it. Because with the Four of Pentacles upside down, that means it's not enough. I'm getting something about not a change not coming, and that you may need to get assistance on with this contract, getting somebody else to help you with it. Because I'm just getting no change. They're going to be the whoever you're trying to get this contract with. This person or these people, they're very judgmental. Like they really like break it. They break things down into detail, whatever you present to them. And I'm just getting something about being very detailed. Does this resonate what I'm saying?
It does. It is a very detailed contract. It's very specific and complicated.
Okay, so ask for assistance on this. I'm also getting two, because they keep dwelling on how they tried to do the same thing with somebody in the past and it didn't work. So they're kind of like, making sure that they don't go through that again with somebody else. So the thing that I'm going to tell you is get some assistance from a professional that does things like this.
Does she know that person already, Coco?
Spirit, does she know this person? Can I get a yes or no? Can I get a yes or no? Does she know this person? I'm getting two other people. One person you know and one person that you don't know. So I'm getting like, go to somebody else, go to a friend that could help you with this, and then this friend will pull somebody that you don't know. But I'm getting two people to assist you on this. Okay. It's going to take more than one. Okay.
Yes, that makes sense. Yes.
Okay.
All right, Crystal. Are you out there in them? Do you out there in them streets? You dating?
I'm not really. I'm kind of busy. I'm focusing on my career.
That's right. Make your money.
Is Crystal gonna find a new guy?
Okay, Spirit, is a new guy coming into Crystal life? What's going on? No, not right now. She's making her money. This ain't the time for that. She's trying to build more of a. More stability, be more grounded. She walks away from opportunities of love anyway. It ain't like she can't get anybody, but she's coming through like a black widow spider. Like, don't come to me. If you come to me with some BS, I will, you know, bite you and kill you. So she's not, she ain't trying with that.
Does that resonate?
Yeah, actually, she's on point.
Once bitten, twice shy.
Very much so.
Yeah. So focus on your money, make your money, put your money into that contract, because it is a lot of money that can come from that, but definitely put as much energy as you can into that and find those two people to help you. That's where your focus should be.
Wow. Thank you, Ms. Crystal. Thank you for calling in. Coco Fresh and the Funky Fresh Tarot is in there. Hopgood, you got something beautiful to say?
Well, I manifest a bountiful feast of money, courage, and perseverance over your life.
Oh God. And one act drama, you have some ignorant.
I was just gonna say I'm getting the privacy screen protector when I look down, and the privacy screen protector means guard everything. Don't let them in. In business, read your contract because it's something hidden. It's private, and I hid something in your contract. And in your love life, go through his phone, sis. Go through the phone. What you need to find is in the phone. Remove the privacy of his phone. Okay. And that's what I got.
That is so ignorant. I love it.
That's him.
Hey, Crystal, thank you for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate you.
All right. Take care.
Bye. My girl. We go back, man. Me and the girl go back like a smooth 30 years. Literally, we were in the Navy together. We were all young and 20-somethings.
I love it.
And she came on and she was like, yo, Rod, she just hired me for something where she's working. All right.
We'll go fresh. I need a reading.
What you need? What you want?
Hold on, stay right there. Stay right there. Then I got one more. Okay. This lady right here never comes on camera. I reached out there this morning. I was like, man, we got Coco Fresh and the Funky Fresh Terror. You got to come on and check it out. Madeline helps me. She just came back on my team recently. And Madeline, what do you want to ask Coco Fresh?
Good morning, y'all. I'm gonna follow in one act drama shoes. What's going on with my love life?
I know that's right. Okay, so Madeline Spirit, what's going on with Madeline's love life? What's going on in Madeline's love life? Okay. Madeline, yes. Okay, so I see a man that's coming through. This is a water sign, Pisces energy, very emotional, passionate energy that's coming towards you. And I get the victory card with this person. So if you have somebody that's coming towards you, or if he's already, I'm getting victory with this person. I'm also getting two, though. Something about you don't give him enough, or he feels like you don't give him enough of yourself. You're very
somebody
reserved.
Asking for your cash out.
Oh, okay. $ to Fresh Tarot. Okay. Thank
the
you.
Fresh Tarot. Yes, go ahead.
So I'm also getting to a big thing with you is like you hold back. You're very reserved. And I think that this may have come from basically past trauma. So you're very guarded about who you let in. And I'm also getting to, are you even sure are you ready to get into a long-term committed relationship? Is this something that you really want? Because it's looking like, no.
I'm definitely not sure.
Okay. Well, what I got coming up, I got a Pisces energy, man, a very watery sign. Now, the time unit of when this man is coming, I'm getting, I get the 5. The earliest will be in the week, but it'll definitely be before the month is out. You've got a man that's coming towards you, and this is like a person. This is could be a long term, but I think it's something that you are going to be like, okay, I don't know if I'm ready for all of this, because he's going to come strong.
Do I know him already?
Spirit, does she know him? Okay, does she know him? Yes, I got a yes. Very tall. Very tall. I'm getting between 6'2 and 6'4. I'm also getting between 6'2 and 6'4. I'm also getting to, he may have fair skin, fair complexion. I'm also seeing like a dimple in his chin. So you may not personally know him. It may be something that somebody that you know of. Okay. But you are familiar with this person. I'm also getting something like an LL Cool J type of vibe with this person too. A fair.
What does that mean? What the hell does that?
Lick lipping back hat turned backwards. What?
Yeah, I'm just getting like you know with the bar cap, you know, lick the lips, fair skin, kind of build, go works out. I keep hearing.
Is it hot good? Is hot good?
Doing it well.
Is it hot good, Coco?
Huh?
Is it hop good?
Is it hop good, Spirit?
Hop good like 6'2". He's got dimples.
6'5".
Whatever.
No, it ain't hot.
It ain't hot. Okay.
It ain't hot.
Okay, can I ask one more question?
Yes.
I'm supposed to take a trip this weekend, but I'm kind of hesitant to go. Should I go?
Okay, so Spirit, should she go on this trip this weekend? Yes, go. But go for yourself. Go to enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Don't worry about nobody else or making anybody else happy or enjoy. Go for your own self-pleasure. That's what Spirit is supposed to. Because I do get a wish fulfilled. But does that guy, do you know who this guy is that I'm talking about?
I know a Pisces. But his
Pisces energy though, he might not actually be a Pisces.
Might not be. It's this guy
might be a water sign.
This guy is very passionate. Very, he cries. He's a crier. He's he may be
is it Asmonae?
Very spiritual.
he got shoes on.
Spiritual energy and also a bit intuitive. So if you have it,
so I do, but he doesn't match that physical description.
Okay, then that may
he matches everything else except for the physical description.
That may be what
maybe in his heart he is.
And it's right because sometimes I see people's like
their, in his heart he is. Heart
no, for real. No, he's right because sometimes okay. I see their representative like their soul looks like that.
So maybe he's a Cancer.
He may carry himself that way.
He can't be a Cancer, Rodney. No cancers.
Maybe he's a Scorpio.
I mess with a Scorpio. Yep. He's not the one I'm talking about is not he's a Pisces.
Ooh. Well, this person wants a relationship with you.
Okay.
Very Pisces, good. Extreme dudes. Hey, Hopgood, you got anything wonderful to say to Madeline?
Well, she said that she was looking for she was asking about the abundance of a relationship. Listen, a man don't know what kind of man he is until he find out what kind of woman he loves. And I promise you probably have a lot of suitors.
Ooh.
Because when you came on the screen, and I'm not just saying this, it's like the whole screen started glowing.
Oh, God.
Really?
It's got a ring light.
Okay.
Such a
be nice one good. Don't be too ignorant now.
What I agree, I'll give you some ignorant.
Okay, so spirit led me to the eye drop, which means moist. This okay. man what is real this? Moist when you think about him and when you see him. Also, along the lines of what Fresh Carol was saying, I'm getting nuts. This man, peanut M&Ms and Planters. That means this man got a lot of testosterone.
Okay.
Got a lot of testosterone. It's a man's man. He gonna treat you good. He gonna give you what you need. Or he might make you bust a nut. The spirit ain't really clear on which one of those. If it's a man to man, are you gonna bust a nut? I'm gonna
and you'll be foggy if you bust
based on
so.
The moistness of the eye drop. So, yep. I say go on a trip. Because you're going to get moist and bust a nut.
Oh, okay. And when he makes love to you, he's going to look into your eyes when he makes love to you.
Exactly.
That's one of mine.
That means doggy style. No doggy style unless you're looking in the mirror. Like. Hey, Madeline, thank you for coming on. All right. I know. First of all, your lighting is incredible. How about
thank
that?
Thank you.
All right. Hey, I'm not letting you go, man. You got to stay now. All right.
Oh. Hi, Shelly.
Hi, guys.
So Shirely Thomas, Madeline, she is a resident sex expert on this show.
Okay.
She is intimacy expert. And how about this, Shirely? Where are we going to start?
Let's start with why people are boring in the bedroom.
Who said people are bored in the bedroom?
Black people are bored.
Okay. How about this? The question is,
we're proof.
Are black people less freaky?
Yes. Nice. 1,000%.
Listen, and I got a script right here I've been writing. So that's a lie.
Can I tell you why?
That's a whole lie.
As to why.
Off your opinion, when I drama.
I feel like, and this is a real conversation, I feel like, especially women, we are taught to be, that being sexually active and sexually free is wrong from a very young age. We are shunned from exploring our bodies. We are shunned from wanting to explore the opposite sex. So I think it creates a sense of prudeness in us to scare us from exploring that. Yeah. I think you have to be very open and come from an open household or surround yourself with open people. Open.
I know. I'm gonna tell you right now, Rodney Perry ain't freaky. I ain't freaky. I've got a couple of little freaky tics, but other than that, I'm really. Is this too much, Madeline?
You got a couple tics. Oh Lord.
I mean, I guess what am I trying to say? Like, I know I got friends that, from their story, their exploits. I'm like that dude freaky. She freaky. They freaky because they do a lot of wild stuff. I'm not wild. And I think most people are like me. Coco Fresh, am I losing my mind?
No, you're not. I mean, I'm with you. I have tics as well. Now I'm more freaky. I notice I'm more freakier out of the state. I'm more freakier outside of North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Than I am.
With the time zone. You're a time zone freak. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, hilarious. Madeline, does geography play into that whole thing in your opinion?
In terms of what?
Oh, in terms of,
yes, I think like if I go on vacation, I'm absolutely more freaky.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's because of vacation free stuff make you freaky.
It's a different kind of energy.
Hey, while y'all playing though, like when I was in the Navy, and so women would do their little duty, the reservist duty for them, and they would always come there ready to get it in, and they would always steal. They would steal like a sweat top or something. They would always take a memento.
We like to take a memento. Well,
yeah.
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
That's what his shirt came.
Shirley Thomas. That's what you got that shirt for. Hold on, hilarious. Shirley Thomas. Give me this. Aphrodisiacs, like stuff that you can eat, because I was out last night and I had some oysters, or like had some oysters, and oysters is supposed to be one of those things. What are some of the other aphrodisiacs out there that we can look at?
Yeah, so let's connect stuff. That. First of all, I love that you say you have like little tics. So that's one thing I want to lead the people with. You don't have to be this blown out freak hanging from chandeliers and, you know, anal and all of that other stuff in order to be freaky. Just like Rodney said, he got little tics. Like those little things can go a long way. Moaning can go a long way. You don't have to lay there and not say anything. Like you can move your hips with your partner. Like that's something that can bring like a new energy. Don't just lay there like a princess pillow or a starfish. Okay. Get it? Mm-hmm. Now,
me.
Go ahead,
Coco. No, I was just saying, like, me and my boyfriend, we discovered something last night. He likes it when I lick between his fingers, like in the webs of his fingers.
That's
and
interesting.
It turned him on. We just discovered that.
You don't even know you like that.
Exactly. No,
he was like, I don't even know why this turning me on.
I love it. Wow, I love it. It's little things.
So you're going to hit them toes next to them webs, them toe webs?
No, hell no. Hell no.
Wait a minute.
Hell
no. Now, Rodney, when you had the oysters, did you feel a difference?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. No, it was just last night. I mean, I wasn't like overly horny or nothing like that. But don't ask me no questions.
All right, I'll stay focused. So different aphrodisiacs.
Yes.
Some are common, some are not. Like oysters, I've never had an oyster. I probably never will. But chocolate is a big one.
And chocolate too, am I right?
Dark chocolate, yep. Oh. Yep. Strawberries is another big one.
Strawberry is aphrodisiac?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know about this? I'm good.
I plead the fifth.
What?
But watermelon is my favorite.
Now I've heard about watermelon putting lead in your pencil. I've heard that.
Yes. Yep. And it will help with erection, stamina, like all of that good stuff. And even for females, like it make us wetter. Like you got to think of it like what?
Does it?
Yes, it does. And water.
Never heard that.
So yeah, I always drink a glass of water before.
Yes, drinking a lot of water.
And one glass
will
do it.
What'd you say?
One glass will do it.
No, not one glass. You gotta stay nice and.
A regimen of water.
What?
No, keep going, Shirley. Don't. We almost done.
Another one, sardines. I don't do sardines.
Sardines.
Mm-hmm. And they help with the male, you know, getting hard. It helps with erections too.
Sardines will give you an erection. I've never heard that in my whole life.
Yep. Look it up. You know, another huge one that a lot of people are asleep on, and I think this is one. I took it for to help with my blood flow. And I'm like, why am I so horny? Like, yes, beets. Beets.
And blood it also helps promote blood flow and brain activity too.
Yep. It's a major game changer. So beets, beetroot powder, different things like that. What else we got? I think it was chili peppers.
Chili peppers?
Yeah, this is chili peppers.
Somebody want no hot ass cootie cat.
I guess don't you nobody want no fishy ass cootie cat.
I know, right? With the sardines and the oysters, like the seafood. That's
don't drink you some watermelon juice.
Okay. Hey guys, we must bid Madeline a fond farewell. Madeline,
thank you
for joining us this morning. Thank you for jumping in and talking to the Cocoa Fresh and the Funky Fresh Tarot, and for partaking in Hopgood's wonderfulness and One Act Drama's ignorance.
Thank you for having me. Y'all thank have a good day.
You too. Thank you. You could always have hung up, and your dress looks very cute.
Thank you.
I like it. I love that yellow. Both of y'all got on yellow, and me and Coco got on red.
That's right.
I know that is something, right? All right. Hey, what a great show today, guys. Thank you all for chiming in. Hey, and the audience is growing. While we're sitting here, Facebook is letting people see the show. Thank y'all for sharing. Thank you, Ryan, Craig. Is that probably One Act Drama?
That's and my boyfriend. Your,
hey, Ryan, you're getting your fingers licked. I see you, brother. you're finger looking good, Ryan. Good for you, man. Hey, what an incredible show today. Hopgood, man, something wonderful. What you prepare to get up out of here?
Man, the bountiful feast that we're having of this knowledge and people, man. I wish everyone that go out into the world, whatever they put out there, it comes back 10 times fold.
Wow, that was beautiful. You know what? You never let me down, Hopgood. You never fucking let me down. One Night Drama, an incredible show today. How ignorant can you be? As we get ready to get out of here.
First, come out to the Arlington Improv all weekend and catch me Uncle Brown saying these jokes. Tonight, 7. Tomorrow, 7:30. 9:45. Sunday, 7 p.m. Come get this merch. Come get this merch.
What you got? What are you selling? What you selling this weekend?
My Laugh at Drama t-shirts.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hopgood, I cut you off. You had something for Cocoa Fresh.
Yeah, Coco, you know I got that TV thing going. I think I'm in the finals. I had another Zoom with those people last Sunday. How's that looking?
Coco get excited. Okay. I love it when she gets excited about the thing.
Okay, Spirit, tell me about Hop.
I need that. Okay. And keep it a buck. You can hurt my feelings.
All right, I'll call you, Coco.
Okay. Listen, they're not being honest with you about something. Okay, they're not being honest. They're going to make you an offer, but it's something about, okay, right now what I'm getting is, this is what Spirit is telling me to tell you to do. On your social medias, I need you to be more dapper or be more like an available bachelor on your social medias. Because I'm getting something to where they may be like, okay, we can't offer you this, but we can give you this. So it could be like
they're on the fence with making a choice.
Yes. It's like, okay, if somebody doesn't show up, you can come in, something like that. And so I need for you to do something to make them be like, nah, we need him.
It's funny you should say that. They pulled a post from 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And said, well, what did you mean by this? I'm like, man, I'm trying to monetize my business.
Take that shit down, man. Delete that bullshit.
I already did.
Okay.
Take that shit down.
They're looking at your social media.
And that picture you sending me with you leaning over, smiling with the hat on, that's the type of shit they want to see.
Yeah. Because they can't leave you alone. They can't. Like, they're trying to walk away, but they can't. Because there's something about you where it's just like, okay.
Somebody up there like them, right, Coco? Somebody likes them.
Yes.
Yeah, so somebody like them. But they not.
Dapper yourself up.
Don't stop with them. So they need you to help them help you.
Yeah.
Exactly. I feel that because they don't call me Charles. They call me Hollywood. So I guess they want me to be drama.
I need you to be Hollywood on your social medias.
Yeah, Hollywood. If you want to, is it good money? Is the whole deal good money?
Well, he's coming through as the King of Pentacles. So, yeah, it's good, solid money. Good money.
Oh, my, good stuff. Oh, let me throw this at you, Coco. So, I shot a pilot a few months back, and then they had a snafu with the sound, but they re-edited it and made it cool, sizzle reel, and looks like it's going to move forward. What's your thoughts on that?
Okay, so Spirit, how's the pilot going to do? How's the pilot going to do with Rodney? How's Rodney's pilot going to do? Okay. forward movement. I get the chariot card. That's moving forward. They're going to be having a lot of communication with you about it. If there's anybody that's, it's something about, be careful with the feminine energies around this, because I'm getting a woman that is like being very hard on this, very aggressive on this. So it's kind of like I'm hearing like stand your ground on what you want. If there's any disappointments behind this, or you'd be like, why didn't I get this or something? It's behind a woman. Mm. But I do feel like there an offer is going to come to you. It's going to be a bit of worry behind it, because you're going to be like, oh, I don't know. But then after that, I get the Nine of Cups satisfaction. So yeah. the only monkey wrench that's being thrown in there is like a woman that's maybe like too hard or too like, you know, like, well, what about this? Or what about, it's like a bitch. Basically a bitch, a bitchy bitch in that. Excuse me, bitches, but I'm just saying.
Hey, what a great show today. Coco Carol today, Hopgood came through with many wonderful lines. And One Act Drama, it never lets it down with the ignorance. Yo, Shirelle Thomas, thank you for giving us our sex exploitation for the day. Appreciate y'all. My name is Rodney Perry, and that is our show. We'll be back Monday. Thank you guys. Thank each and every one of you. I appreciate you.
Get ready for America's number one funny man. Funny man. What? Make some noise, ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York.